This is the Structuring Podcast.
G'day and welcome back. This is the Structuring Podcast. Terry Waugh here, and today's topic is getting money out of a bucket company. All right, so what is a bucket company, first of all? Well, it's basically a company that doesn't do anything except receive distributions from a trust. And the reason people use bucket companies is because they're taxed at 30% on their income, whereas an individual might be taxed at 47%. So instead of getting the trust to pay you, the trust can pay the money to a bucket company. Now, the issue is, once the money is in the company, how do you get it out? Well, usually you don't take it out. You just leave it there, and then you have the company itself invest. That's the most simple and easiest solution. And that's because taking money out will result in a tax issue generally. So to get money out of a company, you've got to pay a wage, a dividend, or make a loan. If you pay yourself a wage as director, then you're basically defeating the purpose of the bucket company, because you're going to pay tax on the income you receive. If the company pays a dividend, it'll go to the shareholders, which again, if it's you, you're going to pay tax on that dividend. If it's a spouse or someone on lower income, that might be fine, but the trust could have just given that income to them directly and bypass the bucket company altogether. However, the bucket company can be a device to shift income from one year to the next year or later year even. So the other option is borrowing from the company. But if the company lends to a shareholder or an associate of a shareholder, then generally Division 7A loan terms need to be met. That's a high interest rate. I think it's about 8.22% at the moment. That's not the main thing, because you're basically paying a related entity interest. The main thing is unsecured Division 7A loans have to be P&I over 7 years. So generally the repayments are going to be very high. Division 7A loans don't apply between companies though. That's assuming the company isn't acting as trustee. So in theory, it is possible for the bucket company to lend another company, and the terms of that loan can be on different terms to Division 7A. So it could be an interest-only loan. It could even potentially be an interest-free loan, although you should get legal advice on that before doing that. So in theory, bucket company can lend to property company, and property company could buy a property. The property company might just borrow the deposit from the bucket company and borrow the rest from a bank to purchase the company. The bucket company itself can actually buy property in its own name, but that may or may not be a good idea depending on how much funds there are in the bucket company, because you want to generally segregate the assets and the risk. So they're just a few of the ways that you can get money out of a bucket company. It can be paid out, loaned out, or left in there. And I think the best or the simplest thing to do is to leave the money in there and have the bucket company invest and or make related party loans. But you have to be careful when doing that, because the repayments are generally going to be high if the bucket company is lending to anyone except another company. Eventually, you will want to get the money out of the bucket company to enjoy it. And the idea is to do that at retirement or when you have a year of low income. So the money doesn't have to stay there forever, although it could actually stay there. And then if you own the shares in the bucket company, those shares could pass via your will to the spouse and the kids, ideally indirectly via testamentary discretionary trust. So before you try this, get both legal and tax advice. And that's it for this week.
You've been listening to the Structuring Podcast. Check out the show notes for today's episode at www.structuring.com.au/podcast.